Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is proof that women live life on easy mode. A guy sent out 100 job applications as a man and as a woman. As a male, he got 7 job requests, but as a female, he got 45 of them. He works in computer science. Then he focused on sending resumes for restaurant servers, 100 male and 100 as female, and got 10 responses as a man and 87 responses as a woman. Also, maybe he needs to change his name into one that doesn't sound white, and he'll probably get even more requests. He'll get 110 interview requests even though he sent out only 100 applications. Moving on, a Norwegian tourist was denied entry into the United States after ICE finds this meme showing J.D. Vance with a bald head on his phone. If you think that's bad, then when I tried to cross the US border, I'm gonna get thrown into Gulag for this photo. Apparently, American border officials only allow this J.D. Vance meme with a hair. This has to be the greatest thing the internet has achieved all year. Number 3, women think it's hard to make men happy. They don't even have to make you a sandwich and bring you a beer. All they have to do is keep quiet and be feminine. But unfortunately, the only women that care about what men want are usually trying to con us out of something. As for men making women happy, that's only reserved for the most attractive 2% of males. Anything less than that and she will only tolerate or completely forget about you. Up next is a picture of Chechnya. There's a 0% wealth tax, 50% cheaper than Western Europe, and it's also the birthplace of Trezor crypto wallets and the first Bitcoin cafe. But how long before enrichment destroys it too? It probably won't happen until Western Europe is destroyed or when they create a welfare state which starts giving out handouts. Ironic how poverty are saving Central and Eastern Europe from migrants coming in and destroying them, because governments don't actually give out any pogey. Number 5, this little incel learned the 4 stages to getting girls. Number 1, to be brave and meet people. 2, to join clubs and be open-minded. Then listen to the problems of others, and 4, stay positive. That's all it takes. But pay no attention how he changed his skin color, got a foot taller, and took steroids as a bodybuilder in addition to getting plastic surgery. Step 3 is also BS, because if you listen to the problems of others, then they just use you as an emotional tampon. Moving on, people are wondering why so many fascist monuments are still standing in Italy. Because they're beautiful, of course. That's why. Maybe if Marxists tried making something beautiful themselves, then they wouldn't be asking that question. Cultural Marxists will claim this is beautiful, and they've already started putting up similar statues everywhere. This article and these statues are basically a call to destroy art and beauty, to kill the human spirits. Number 7, here are the divorce rates between men and women. Women and women and men and men. What's going on here? Looks like even women can't satisfy women. And the you ladies are the common denominator when it comes to the vast majority of divorces. But I'm sure that women will still find a way to blame men and the patriarchy. I also don't believe these numbers and think that they're fudge to make women look better than they are, even though these ones make them look pretty bad. Up next, why is it that so many black people believe that everything bad that happens to the black community, like 72% of black babies being born to unwed mothers, is all about slavery? If that's the case, then why were the majority of black folks born and raised in families in the 50s and 60s? Here's an unpopular opinion. Welfare is slavery. Recipients are so scared of losing their free stuff that they refuse to better themselves. Single black mothers are so scared of losing their pogey that they've kicked the men out of the house. Number 9, this British PDF file here in his mugshot photo tried marrying a 9-year-old girl at Disneyland. That shirt just screams, come over little girl and see the kittens. He has got a history of conducting stunts including young women in the UK. He's got a lovely British name too, and it looks like he's part of the enrichment folks. British PDF file. That's too many syllables for a Muslim that's following his faith. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see this? Is it an earthquake or cottage cheese sushi rolls? I don't know about you, but I definitely would not smash any of these senoritas unless they all lost at least 100 to 200 pounds. And just so you know, this isn't historically normal with regards to weight. Here are the girls of the Harlem Renaissance, and there's a good chance that 98% of them are married and they still didn't blimp up. Number 11, here's the white population in New York over the years. But what I really want to know is, why has the decline slowed since the year 2000? Is it because Jews and Hispanics are more likely to be counted as whites these days, especially if they're mixed race? I can understand the white flight back in the 70s from 80% to 50% because the city was literally tearing itself apart. and with crime and urban decay. This just proves that New York would die without its commuters. Up next, a woman is spared jail after admitting filing a false rape claim. And just for the record, this didn't even happen in the West. It happened in Zimbabwe. So it looks like false accusations and a lack of punishing them is a global phenomenon. I guess all women are alike after all. Female nature is a global issue, and if you think you can escape it by getting a second passport and marrying a woman abroad and getting around the consequences, then you're sorely mistaken. Number 13, Katie, this 30-year-old woman that looks closer to 45, says that dating is the only thing you can put 10,000 hours into and end up where you started. She says the men that were available to her weren't career-oriented enough and were turned off by her ambitions. But what was she doing those 10,000 hours? Smashing chads on sofas hoping that one of them would eventually stay. She wanted a rich man, but now she's just an incoming cat lady. Moving on, speaking of trying to land a rich chad, that's what this 17-year-old was probably doing dating a 39-year-old Jerry Seinfeld back in 1993. He dated her for 2 years and then left. He's a billionaire now and you just know that he ruined her life by making her an alpha widow. That poor girl. Just imagine Jerry Seinfeld's noises in the bedroom. And yes, 17 is perfectly legal in the state of New York. In West Virginia, South Dakota, Nevada, it's only 16. Up until 20 years ago, 14 was legal in Canada. Number 15, first there was man-sitting and mansplaining. Now feminists invented a new term called man-keeping, which is all about women supporting men over the loss of their friends and social connections. Meanwhile, it's usually women, once you get into a long-term relationship with them, that cut you off from your family and friends. They force you to socialize with their social circle, and now they're saying that's a lot of work for them. This will just lead to further falls in the fertility rates. Basic compassion is now a burden to women after they're the ones usually cutting you off from your support network. Up next, this plus-size woman says she can't go to the bathroom on planes because the aisles are too narrow. Forget about the bathroom. How does she even get to her seat? Either lose weight or don't fly. Maybe she could fly on a cargo jet instead or wear a diaper. How about chartering a C-17 Globemaster from the USAF? Plenty of room to tie down such a big load. We need to start shaming fat people as a society again, and airlines need to start implementing passenger weight and size limits. Number 17, this 40-plus woman is wondering why men are not attending dating events in her area. That's because men aren't interested in old, fat, and demanding women. Plus, the events are designed to cater to women and not to men. I also don't think that women are attracted to the type of man that goes to a dating event. The men they want can get girls anywhere. He's probably getting busy every night through the dating apps. Moving on, what the hell happened to men over the last 35 years? The testosterone levels crashed in men and the testosterone levels in women are going up. They go up naturally in environments where women have to take charge. Some men are also running away from responsibilities and accountability and calling it transmaxing. This also isn't accurate though because there's no way that a biker chick is going to be changing a crossdresser's tire. He's going to have to call the AAA. Number 19, a recent New York Compost article says that chivalry is dead and men just aren't doing it anymore. Of course we aren't. If we do, then we risk a false allegation and having our life ruined. And besides, women already say they can do everything a man can, so we're giving them a chance to prove it. Women are the ones that killed chivalry, and now they're pretending like they don't know why it's dead. Ladies, you can't logically have chivalry and equality at the same time. Up next, the TikTok influencer Natalie Reynolds is crying because none of her fans came to her meet and greet. She was banned on TikTok and was crying outside their headquarters claiming that the ban was because of jealousy. No, it was because of zero empathy. She paid a homeless woman $20 to jump into a lake, and the woman couldn't even swim and struggled to survive. Maybe she'll have better luck on Lonely Fools. Number 21, here's a case of false advertising if I've ever seen one. This woman says she's gone her entire life without a boyfriend. That might be true, but in today's day and age of hookup culture, she's definitely not a virgin. Her body count is probably at least 10. Besides, if she had a boyfriend, then she wouldn't be able to sleep around and be part of multiple Chad's harems. She's been ruined by casual sex and is looking for a hot guy to save her. Moving on, congratulations, New York, for getting a new Muslim communist mayor. He's planning on creating government-run grocery stores and fixing all the prices. Because what else do communists do except set fixed prices, which eventually lead to food shortages? New York looks ready for this level of enrichment because most of the white people have already left. Can't wait until they suggest Lady Liberty gets covered up in the burqa. NYC went from never forget 9/11 to forgetting about it and letting a Muslim man run the place. They aren't even learning from the UK. Number 23 on the other side of the pond, the Irish are turning violent against migrants. Good. Ireland is for Irish people, and it looks like their men still have some of their testosterone intact. And they'll have to get violent because the invaders are also like that. Diversity isn't strength. It increases crime and lowers wages. It consumes taxes, law enforcement resources, endangers kids, and restricts your freedom. It's the opposite of strength. Up next, speaking of enrichment, the guy on the left got only 27 weeks for sexually assaulting women on the London Tube. But Lucy, demanding mass deportations, got 7 years for a naughty tweet. Mind you, she was also inciting violence and asking people to set migrant hotels on fire. But still, the man on the left actually was violent. Voting won't fix this in England. Both the left and the right are ideologically captured, and will keep flooding the country with migrants. Number 25 on the last one, meet Angela Bel Camino, before and after. Another woman that fell victim to the wall. She's 43 and got the delusional baby rabies. There's always the option to adopt some cats if her downy baby dream doesn't work out for her. The dress looks like the type that pregnant women wear when they're about 8 or 9 months pregnant. Maybe she's trying to fake it till she makes it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.